680, the Fan, joined live here at the Butzmere Building by Kirby Smart, the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How
great
are you guys?
Great to see you.
Great to see y'all.
Always. How is your spring been? How is spring practice? How are you feeling about things?
Feeling great. I'm really excited about this group. We've had some really good practices. I mean, I guess we've knocked 14 out now. All we got left is G-Day, and we've had some good competition. Missing some speed out there at wideout, and that's probably the toughest thing to measure. Oh, are we better at DB, or are we just missing some guys at wideout? But the competition has been fierce, and I've been really pleased.
Is there a group, a position group you gravitate towards during these practices as you're out there?
Yeah, DBs. I mean, I'm with those guys more. I try not to be there during Indy, but I'm always there during team period, team run, 7-on-7. So I specialize with those guys more during practice, but during Indy, I get a chance to go watch everybody and see what the coaches are doing. That's the more fun part.
Speaking of another position, is it important that we don't sit here and hype up your offensive line too much? Are you gonna tell us to slow down on it? Because some are saying, if not the best in the nation, certainly the most deep we've seen at Georgia in years, but I guess you reminded us to slow our roll or not?
I think we've got a talented offensive line. I think we've got some guys that got some careers ahead of them playing that position, you know, hopefully at the next level. But that doesn't equate to winning championships. Ask Zion and ask those guys, because there's no doubt who the most talented teams were necessarily in the NCAA tournament. But look at who played for the national championship, Virginia and who was it, Texas Tech. I mean, were they the most two talented teams?
Experience.
So we can't go by that.
Yeah, but experience wins, it looks like, in college. I mean, his team, Villanova, they had seniors, juniors and seniors, right? So how does that work in your mind? Because you have some ridiculously talented freshmen that are on campus now, right? And young players. Do you feel also like you need a healthy mix or dangerous to play freshmen?
Well, I don't know that. First of all, I think we have a talented offensive line, but most of those guys aren't young.
Right.
They're back or played. Then you look at what you're saying is ridiculously talented freshmen. I think I'm hesitant to say that because the ones that are here mid-year, there's some that should be going to high school prom right now. That's what they should be doing, and they're probably swimming a little. They're in over their head. So the talent is based on who said that. And I'm very happy we got them, and I think they're going to be good players, but they're not where that offensive line is
right
from that perspective experience-wise. But I am pleased. We've got some guys out there that are going to be able to help us next year that just got here or maybe were redshirted last
Nolan
year.
Nolan Smith, want to talk about him at all?
Yeah, Nolan's done a good job. Nolan's a really hard worker. He's not a real big guy. So when you match up on Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson, those guys are 6'6", 320 pounds, and Nolan's pushing 230, 235, but he's got a great motor. Man, he plays so hard, but he's going to have matchup issues.
N'Kobe Dean, another kid everyone's talking about.
N'Kobe's done a good job. He's picked up our defense really quick. He'll be fighting for playing time next year. He's competitive and very instinctive. Things you don't coach at linebacker, he just naturally goes out there and does.
DeAndre Swift, and we're talking to Kirby Smart, head coach of your Georgia Bulldogs here on the front row. DeAndre Swift talked about the best spring of anyone, and he was referring to Demetrius Robertson. Your thoughts on him learning the system, kind of growing into his own with some time here now?
He's come a long way. He's had a good spring. I think Coley and the offensive staff, the receivers coach, Coach Hankton, and running game coordinator, Coach McGee, have done a good job of trying to utilize D-Rob's talents. And he has had a good spring. I don't know if I'd go as far as say he's had one better than anybody, but he's up there because he's really been competitive. He's comfortable. He's healthy. And he's getting opportunities because the opportunities are there.
Right.
There weren't as many of them there last year because there were some talented wideouts.
Kurt, when you say had a good spring, does that mean made big plays, just getting it up here, like the football mentality? What does that entail? Had a good spring.
Production.
Yeah.
I mean,
consistency.
I'd say he's been out there each day working his tail off. He went from an outside receiver to a slot when we lost Kiers for a couple days, so he's been more comfortable in the slot. Our offense has performed better since he went in the slot and played some. He creates some matchup issues there, but he can still go outside. And look, he's still got to work on the physicality part of it, but he's playing a lot better. He's tougher. He's playing more physical.
Kirby Smart is with us here, getting ready for a G-Day game tomorrow. We'll hype that in a second, but I want to get to a couple of things we haven't seen in a while. First off, how bothered are you or affected when you hear that Paul Feinbaum is going on our radio station telling everybody that Kirby Smart hates, loathes Nick Saban, and Nick Saban feels the same way about him? Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, I had no idea he ever did that. So until I was asked the question about the relationship with Nick, I didn't really understand where it was even coming from. But I know that that media sells and that everybody's an entertainer these days and everybody has to come up with their theories. But I also know what a personal relationship I have with somebody that I work for 12 years and have immense amount of respect for. And I worry about what I know to be true, not what people say.
Do you... The media part of this job, what is your feeling about the day-to-day of it? You enjoy it? Are you like your old boss in terms of stressing out at times? And how do you feel about the relationship with the media overall?
I have no issue with the media. I think the media covers our sport and gives great recognition to our student-athletes who bust their tails. So I have no issue, and I respect the job that you guys and all media have to do. They have to do a job. They're writing for a paper or a entity, and they're trying to produce information for them. So I certainly don't have any issue with that.
Well, thank you. We really try.
We are at the top.
We work hard.
In terms of media, we're right there. Right?
Well, I mean, I know y'all are – top 25.
Thank you. We didn't want to bring it up. I'm glad you did.
Pretty recognizable group you're in there.
Yeah. I asked you those food questions during the national title week. I know you were real excited about that, right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was asking where you hung out. So let me ask you about some off-the-field stuff.
Sure.
Is there a, talking about the media, is too much made of some of the issues you've had? And I've always been of the thought that there's a lot of pressure on these young men, and when you look at the overall campus in terms of, indiscretions, that football players are much lower than everybody else, but the thing certainly gets blown big-time news for some of your guys having issues with the law and whatnot.
Yeah, you never make light of that. I don't think there would be any way to do that. I certainly understand as a student-athlete myself who played here, who was at Georgia during a time when maybe things weren't as well known and you didn't get your name on the front page of the paper as often as they do now. And that's the world we live in. That's the immediate gratification of society, of Instagram, Twitter, whatever there is. It's going to be a huge story for a brief time. At the end of the day, I want our kids to behave well. I want them to obey the law. I want them to do the right things. But we also have two guys leaving our program right now who have been through some trials and tribulations that I think are better men for it. And they're probably going to get their name called in the draft here recently and or soon. And I'm excited that we stuck with them and they became better people. And they're very thankful for that.
Right.
What exactly does internal discipline mean?
Internal discipline means whatever it takes to get them to do right. I'm not one that thinks that that's a cookie cutter thing. And every guy here will tell you that internal discipline's handled very differently based on what the crime is.
I would have to think as a student athlete, that would be one of the worst conversations to have to face you or his position coach after something like that happens.
Or his parents or society or people. He's got to go to class the next day. He's got to go in front of people. I mean, it's hard. It's humbling. It brings humility about you and it should.
Right. Kirby Smart is with us. What about G-Day game? No 93K pitch this year, right? What are we expecting from all these guys driving around? They're trying to decide, do I head to Athens tomorrow? Do I not? There's a lot of stuff going on in the ATL. So tell us what you think about G-Day.
Well, I love G-Day. I think our fans have been a tremendous support for us. I mean, I'm not going to hang my hat on filling every seat up in the stands. I don't think that will happen. I do think that it's a great chance to go watch an unbelievable event. If you're a football lover, which the people in the state of Georgia love, high school football, pro football, every level of football there is are in a five-hour radius, people love it. And we've got a lot of great alumni and fans that want to come watch a Georgia game that they don't get a chance to do. They're going to get a chance to see 14 mid-year enrollees, minus the ones that are injured, go out there and play that so many of these people follow and love to see in recruiting. We'll get to see Dewan Mathis play quarterback, Stetson Bennett compete at quarterback, Jake Fromm, a lot of young receivers come out there and play. So I think they get a great opportunity to see a really good game. We're going to try to keep it close and competitive, and we've got a lot of good recruits here, too.
It will be on SEC Network. It's 2 p.m., so it's supposed to be 56 and cloudy and perfect football weather, if you ask me. Anybody else, give me a couple more names or numbers, guys, people coming to see your team play should look for tomorrow.
You talked about D-Rob. He's had a great spring. N'Kobe, he's had a good spring. Matt Landers is a long, tall wideout who's made some really big plays in our spring scrimmages. He's made some vertical passing game catches, and we've been waiting for Matt to come along a long time. So I'm excited about a lot of those guys. Lewis Seen's been a big hitter in the secondary. He does a great job with that. Tyreek Stevenson, too.
Did you hear about the Dan Mullen trolling of Georgia a little bit? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard.
39,476 people showed up at his spring day.
What'd you think of
I'm glad they feel comfortable about talking about it.
That's all we're going to get from you, huh?
Oh, yeah, man,
nothing
that
more
is
than
fantastic.
That. Hey, before we wrap up, I know you guys have been looking to schedule bigger, stronger, faster. Last year, obviously, a lot of disappointment over three of the teams that were coming through Athens. The reality is, you said you wish it could happen much sooner.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, Sanders, like, let's book our flight for 2028 heading to wherever.
We got a really good rate. We got a great rate.
Mm-hmm. To play. Which game is that?
Right. Which one are we going to do?
Oklahoma, man.
Right. Texas.
With them.
We're
going to so
go to Texas.
And those things are hard to schedule out. I think you guys would want immediate. I want to know right now that we're going to play somebody next year. Those games were scheduled 10 years ago.
Right.
And they're done so far out, and the contracts are so expensive that it's you can't manipulate that. So you try to fix what's out there and what's coming, and you make it better for your fan base. And that's what we're trying to do now.
Are those hard weeks to get your guys jacked up when UMass is coming in and stuff like that?
I mean, they're not as fired up. Absolutely, they're not. But also, it's an opportunity to work on maybe a higher percentage of another team's plays that's coming up instead of that team's. You do the things you've got to do. UMass, I'm not comfortable because, I mean, they had a good offensive team. So, but you always want to be working on the next opponent, and you want to keep their focus at playing their best.
Did you have a chance to get away for a little bit this summer and take some time off? What was the most fun you had? With the fam or whoever?
Probably just being at the lake house, to be honest with you. I'm a lot more comfortable when I'm in my own digs, and we get to hang out at our lake place, not as opposed to somewhere else. I'm not a big travel guy.
Right. You getting this summer a few weeks away then?
Yeah.
That'll be the plan?
Three or four. I mean, a week's away. When you say away, away from Athens, but never away from this.
Right. I was going to say, you know, you told us a few years ago we were up at the lake. You said that your head coach kept calling you. You're on the lake.
Yeah.
You're with your family. Now, are you the same way to your poor assistants? They're trying to get a little
absolutely
time.
Absolutely not. I tell them don't call me unless it's an emergency. So they don't need to call me. I won't call them.
You won't call them?
No, we'll text a lot, but that's it.
But that phone's always nearby.
Yeah, Coach Pittman says that we text him at 1 and 2 in the morning about recruiting. He doesn't appreciate that. Coach Pittman doesn't like to hear his phone ding, but mine dings all night, every night.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's always great to be here. Good luck tomorrow. And we can't wait for things to get started in a few months as well.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for the coverage. We appreciate what you do.
All right. Kirby Smart, head coach of the Dogs.